This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're going to speak with a writer and activist and instructor and former military officer. And, you know, like I said, the resume is just gigantic. I can't possibly get it all out. But he goes by Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
Likewise. Now, I know that at Ammo Land right now, that you have been quite prolific, and you've sort of created your own little log jam there. So I'm going to let you, let's start out with this one thing. It's at the top of the page right now. The attorney of the military member in Austin, Texas, that shot the guy with the AK-47, he has released some details, hasn't he?
Yes, and I found it, you know, gratifying, I guess, because I had looked at the incident. I watched the video. You can't tell a whole lot from the video, but you can tell some things. And I analyzed it, and I came out with quite a different analysis than what was being put out in the old media. Well, that's no surprise. I do that on a regular basis. But one of the things I said is, here you've got a driver, probably oblivious to what is going on. He starts turning onto a street, and here's a huge bunch of people blocking the street. So he lays on the horn. They surround him, start pounding on the car, and then someone with an AK-47 comes up to him and points it at him, and he shoots him. Well, that's about as justified as you can get. Well, the alternative narrative that was being put out was this driver drives into the crowd, and the heroic guy with the AK-47 starts to move toward him to try to prevent any further damage, and the guy just shoots him for no reason. Well, but that wasn't at all what happened. There is more video evidence out there now, and the police have investigated. And now we have the driver's point of view. And surprise, surprise, it's almost exactly what I suggested it would likely be. He was one of the online service drivers, I don't know, Uber, Lyft, there may be others. And he had just dropped off a fare and was going to a hotspot to wait for more fares. So he turned right on, I think it was Commerce Avenue. There's all these people blocking it, and he stops, and they surround him and start pounding on the vehicle. And then the unfortunate guy with the AK-47 came up and pointed it at him, and he shot him. And he reported it right away to the police. The police were there. I mean, they were not too far off. There was a new tactic being used where they would use cars, the agitators, protesters, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
They'd have some people driving cars in between the body of the protesters and the police, and they would block police cars from getting close to the main body of the agitators. And when this shooting happened, one of those cars blocked the police car from getting close to where the shooting happened. I mean, this is, ordinarily, those would be pretty severe criminal charges. You don't interfere with the police. You don't block streets. You know, you don't impede traffic. But Austin is perhaps the most liberal place in all of Texas. El Paso maybe is in some ways. I don't think it's as liberal as Austin.
Right.
And it's obvious that the government there in El Paso facilitated and some way or another approved of these agitators doing what they're doing. Because there is a piece of Texas law that says you can't impede, right away in a street. You can't just block streets. Unless you're making some kind of political protest or something, and then you can do it as long as nobody in authority has told you to disperse or leave. Well, the police were there for a considerable time, and they didn't order them to disperse, even when they were actively blocking the police from doing their job. So, in my opinion, the government of Austin is somewhat culpable for what happened here.
Yeah.
If they hadn't allowed these people to block streets in unannounced ways, you know, random drivers wouldn't suddenly find themselves surrounded by a crowd of hostile people pounding on their vehicle.
Right.
And, you know, they wouldn't feel so threatened. And somebody, you know, of course, if somebody points an AK-47 at you from close range, you don't exactly feel like it's a friendly move. So...
Correct me about these places that allow the open carry of weapons like rifles and everything slung. You cannot display them in a intimidating or threatening manner. Is that correct?
Well, it depends on the state law. But generally, right, that is correct. And I think almost every state would have some form of that. It's probably a little bit different in Oklahoma than it was, you know, is in Texas. Texas now has open carry, but it's licensed open carry. You have to have a permit in order to carry openly. Although that's not true for rifles. You never had to have a permit to openly carry rifles in Texas. It was just for pistols, so I should make that clear. So, you know, and people have been involved in protests with rifles for a long time. But one of the huge difference between the open carry protests and these, I don't know what you call them, BLM, Antifa, we don't like the United States protests.
These are agitator protests.
That's what I would agree.
Yeah. Anarchy protests.
The open carry protesters were very careful not to block streets. I mean, sometimes they'd step out onto from the curb a little bit to try to make a point. And I remember that people would, in the protest, would tell them, hey, get back on the sidewalk, you know, it's not legal to block the street, we don't want you to get arrested, kind of thing. So it's a really important difference that you almost have to look at to really see it. If you've ever looked at the pictures of the Black Panthers in about 1964 or 5.
Right.
When they were at protesting at the state capitol in Sacramento in California, there was a bill coming up to ban loaded open carry in California. And the bill was based on the actions of the Black Panthers.
Right.
California is one of the very few states, I think there are six, that do not have a protection in the state constitution for the right to keep and bear arms. And it was stated openly why they didn't want it in there, is because they wanted to be able to disarm minorities.
Right.
Particularly Chinese and Mexicans. And they said, we don't want to put in a protection. We might not be able to take guns away from Mexicans and Chinese. I mean, if you read the papers at the time, that's what they say. And so this was a perfect place to push to get the government to degrade the right to arms. And when the legislature is debating this right, when emotions are at the highest and the legislature feels most threatened and most likely to degrade your rights, the Black Panthers go up there and in very aggressive stances, they demand to be let into the legislature carrying what appear to be loaded guns like M1 carbines and stuff, and they're not slung, and they're held at sort of a upper ready position.
Yep. Let me get you right there. We're coming up on the break. When we get back, we'll continue on with this. You can find the majority of Dean's most recent work at Ammoland.com. This is Lock and Load. Yeah.
SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were talking about this cat in Austin, Texas, the military member who shot the anarchist, if you want to. I'm sure he went by another label, but
I actually feel a little sorry for the guy who got shot, because he's a human being and he certainly didn't expect to get shot. I don't know what his motivations were exactly running up to the car. But he had family and friends, and He acted stupidly and he paid the price, but I'm not so sure he was necessarily an evil person.
I'm going to tell you my opinion of that. You want to know my opinion? I see this happen all the time. You know, we'll see the left denigrate Christianity. And the reason they'll denigrate Christianity is because they know that Christians are not going to come up there and saw their heads off like if they were Islamic.
Yeah.
So they have no compunction about putting somebody down or talking a bunch of junk at somebody because they feel like they have nothing to fear from them. This guy.
That's true.
This guy, I think is, what was the last name, Garrett or something? He ran up.
Garrett.
Garrett Foster, I think.
Yeah.
He ran up with an AK-47. He thought he had a disparity of force in hand, that nothing was going to happen, and he was going to get to, push people around.
Intimidate.
And the only problem was that he came upon somebody that both had capacity and capability. And that turned out to be a very bad mistake on Mr. Foster's part.
And you said, you know, there's this old thing about, everybody will serve a purpose. You know, some people by doing good things, others by making an example. And in this case, unfortunately, Garrett made an example for others. So, don't run up to somebody with an AK-47 and expect not to get hurt.
The other mistake he might have made is he's seen all of this stuff happening in Portland and in Seattle, where nothing's happening to these guys, and they just saw the Chaz where people were getting shot and they don't know who shot who, and they were flaunting gun control law by just passing guns around and not going through universal background checks or anything.
You made excellent points, Bill.
But
I did want to pursue a little bit this. Talk about the Black Panthers in California back in the middle 60s.
Because
if you just look at the pictures, they're in aggressive stances. I think that someone, it may not have been the people who were actually there, but whoever was organizing that was doing an Alinsky, and they wanted to push the California legislature to outlaw open carry.
Sure.
I think that's what the purpose was. And remember, the Black Panthers were not a civil rights organization. They were basically a criminal enterprise, as documented by David Horowitz in his book. And he talks about how they were essentially left-wing terrorists whose purpose was to take down the U.S. government. So the idea that these guys were some kind of civil rights organizations pushing for Second Amendment rights just doesn't hold water.
Well.
And I just don't buy it. And like I said, you can look at today at people who go like to the Michigan Capitol and they go armed. They're respectful. They don't point guns at anybody. They don't hold guns and port arms ready generally, unless maybe they're posing for a picture that somebody, some reporter asked them to, or after the event. So, yes. And you have to have pushback. If you don't have pushback, they just keep pushing and see how much more ground they can take. And by that, I mean the people on the left. And they've been taking a lot.
Well, I think the problem that Black Lives Matter and Antifa are going to run into is that the people who didn't care what they were doing, they intend to branch out and help them care about that. And I don't think that's going to work very well.
You know, I forget who it was, but I was listening to someone, Victor Davis Hanson, brilliant writer. And I was reading his stuff, and he said these cultural revolutions, like the Reign of Terror in France, or even the Maoist Great Leap Forward, he says they all continue until they start targeting the powers that be. Then they're stopped. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing. Remember Chaz in Seattle? Gee, I think it was a day after they went up and marched on the mayor's house that it was shut down.
Right.
And I think we're seeing similar things. When they start threatening the people who are in the current power structure, there'll be pushback. And there certainly will be pushback before then by people who are directly threatened.
I saw a lot of blurb in the news where the chief of police, what's her name, Best, she had been confronted by some of these people.
Yeah, let's see, Seattle, I think.
Yes, sir.
Is it Seattle or Portland? No, Seattle, yeah.
Portland is, anyway, those two cities. And the fun part is that later on tonight, in both of those cities, we'll be heard.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, and we're here talking big smack about them, too. I like that.
What's happening there is that property values are going down. Businesses are being shut down. Billions of dollars of damage is being done. And unless they get a federal bailout, unless the rest of us taxpayers in the rest of the country say, oh, yeah, it's wonderful for those people to destroy their own house, and then we'll rebuild it for them. It's not going to happen with President Trump. And so I don't see an easy path back to some form of sanity. But, of course, both Seattle and Portland have been on a downward spiral for decades now. And it just gets worse.
Just gets worse.
They're basically following the same sort of path that Detroit followed.
It amazes me. We got about a minute left, too. It amazes me that we have so many examples out here for some of these people to look at, and they don't. And they're always like, well, you know, this hasn't been tried the right way. Except there's only so many ways something can be tried, and, it always comes, that whole one-party system always turns everything into a slum. But
yeah,
we're coming up on the break. And, Dean, of course, you can find Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com. He's written well over 3,000 articles. Now, not all of them are at Ammoland because I have no idea how long it would take to write 3,000 articles. I don't even know how long it would take to read one. If you started reading one a day, it'd take you the better part of 10 years, probably eight. 8 years of reading if you read one a day. So that's your task. That's everybody's homework for tonight. I expect that I want your papers in on Friday when Dean comes back. In the meantime, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is hearing from former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. Yates telling Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham she would not have signed off on spying on Carter Page if she knew what she knows now.
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Many Bank of America account holders woke up to a surprise on Wednesday when they logged into their online banking and their account said their balance was zero. The bank is confirming the online glitch and says they're working on the problem. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all closed higher on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. At least 6 people are dead after Tropical Storm Isaias spawned tornadoes and dumped rain inland during its march up the East Coast. Isaias made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane in North Carolina. It was downgraded to a tropical storm on its way to the Northeast. The National Hurricane Center says Isaias is now moving into Canada. Some governors are joining together to get millions of coronavirus test kits. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
A coalition of governors from 7 states announced an interstate compact to expand COVID-19 testing. Maryland, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina, Ohio, and Virginia joined the compact, along with the Rockefeller Foundation, to expand rapid point-of-care antigen tests for the coronavirus by purchasing more than 3 million.
President Trump also says coronavirus testing will continue to increase across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and I saw this. Now, I don't know this much about these guys, but apparently Facebook thinks enough of them to want to ban them, the Boogaloo Boys or whatever they call themselves.
Yes, and it's really just a loose agglomeration of groups. I had run into the term a time or two before I heard about this ban by Facebook, and my impression of it was that these were people who more than usual took the idea that we were headed for a second civil war. Now that's not a very unusual circumstance. About, what is it, a third of the country think that that could be likely in the next 5 years? It's when I've read the statistics, I've always been surprised, because I say, well, look, we're a prosperous nation. Everybody has enough to eat. People have a warm place to sleep. Why would we have a civil war? But when you look at antics that are going on in Portland and Seattle and Chicago and Minneapolis, and you say, well, maybe there's more to it. And that's my understanding, is that's what the Boogaloo term is all about. It's basically about people, mostly more conservative types, who think that there's going to be a second civil war and that we should get ready for it. And Facebook, and there was one incident anyway where a couple of people loosely affiliated with the one of the online groups attacked apparently a police officer. Some of these people, Facebook says, have said, well, let's get the ball going. Let's get started. Let's do something, take action to make things happen now. But you see that all over the political spectrum. People, I don't know how many times I've been in fairly respectable conservative groups, and they've said things like, well, if we're going to have a civil war, well, let's have it so we can get it over with, which I always say, no, you really don't want to go there.
Well, I mean, what do you think about when you got guys on the street at a Black Lives Matter Antifa protest with a gun?
Exactly.
What are they advocating for?
And how about them saying, we're going to burn the whole place down?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't give us what we want, burn everything down, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, and yet, Black Lives Matter and Antifa have plenty of organizations and groups on Facebook that have not been shut down. So it shows the one-sidedness, the bias, the censorship, as it were, that you see on Facebook. And you see it on most of the large electronic media. I'm trying to think of one where you don't see it. And I read an article recently about so-called fact checkers. And it turns out the people who the electronic giants call fact checkers are all from the left.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they bring their inherent biases with them.
Yep. Well, it's just like the polls. I mean, I look at the polls, and I'm not concerned with the polls. Let the polls say what they will. The big problem that Antifa has are the people that nobody's hearing from. And the big problem the left has are the people that nobody's hearing from. And that's because they intend to do what they're going to do. It's already happened one time. In 2016, everybody disregarded the polls. I mean, we should have been going to our coronation in January.
You're right. That's exactly what it was, what it was supposed to be. And if you look at Antifa is there's extremely limited geographical extent for where Antifa is taken seriously. And it's all in tightly controlled Democrat areas,
particularly cities that have been
under long-term Democrat control.
Oh, yeah. And it's where the cops stand down.
Exactly. I mean, they're ordered to.
Yeah, I mean, just the other day, I'm sure you saw this, in Minneapolis now, they put out a public service announcement where they got out there and said, well, I think in the event that you guys get accosted by a mugger or a robber, be prepared to hand over your wallet and your phone to save your own life. Which I think is going to foment some more like we had in Austin. I think there's going to be some people that are going to say, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a victim.
It will encourage what I call spontaneous organization of militias.
Yes.
Neighbors will gather together and say, I'll watch your back, you watch mine. Hey, maybe we should have a patrol out here so that we discourage the riffraff from doing their nasty stuff around here.
Sort of like Hurricane Sandy. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a little neighborhood militia that's up and running, and Americans, more so than just about any place else on the planet, are famous for doing this regularly and spontaneously. It's part of our DNA. You know, it's our very organization was based on militias to start with.
So I don't see
people putting up with it. It can only prosper in what we call anarcho-tyranny, where the government doesn't go after criminals, but it aggressively goes after ordinary citizens.
Well,
like in McCloskey.
I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know how they're going to do that when they do away with the cops.
Exactly. And I've been saying that for a while because the police, especially in these big Democrat cities, have always been a major source of their political power. And now they're saying, we're turning against you. I don't see how that does anything but help President Trump enormously in the upcoming election.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that.
And how many police unions have we had say they're coming out for Trump?
Well, quite a few of them. Well, I mean, police one did a survey back in 2013 or so. Most of law enforcement, most of the rank and file law enforcement appreciates a good armed citizenry. It makes their job easier because they know they can't be everywhere that something's going to happen. They're not crime preventers. They investigate crime. They show up. They bring the chalk, the gurney. They bring all that stuff.
The whole point of the police and everything that they're taught to believe, even if they're somewhat corrupt or they're on the take or whatever, everything they're brought to believe in their whole culture is we maintain law and order in society.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of this sort of insurrectionist movement we're seeing with BLM and Antifa, such as the more chaos, the better. It goes against everything police have been taught and told themselves for the last roughly 150 years. It's just, you know, so police are naturally going to be against anarchy and chaos. And that's what the Democrats seem to think is where the votes are. I don't see it. I think they're fooling themselves. I think they've outdone themselves by lying to themselves.
Yeah, they've sort
they
of...
They need to read more Machiavelli and less Pinocchio.
Yeah. That's probably good advice. It's too bad they don't read your columns. You might save a few of them.
It's a good thing, yes. Yeah. I don't worry about giving them ideas because they won't read my stuff.
Well, that's the thing. I've been accused before of saying, Bill, don't give those guys ideas. What are you talking about? They're not listening to me. They plan on killing me. When I show up, they plan on killing me. So, they'll find out.
I would agree.
They'll find out. But coming up on the next break, like I said, Dean has well over 3,000 articles now. Must be coming up on 3,200, I don't know.
Oh, it's taken a
too
while
to
get that 3,000. So, I'm coming up on, I haven't reached 3,100 yet.
Okay.
Now I'm going to put out a complaint that has nothing to do with guns. And I probably shouldn't, but Google has switched the format on Blogger again.
Oh, well, we can talk about that.
And they do it arbitrarily, and they don't ask for input, really, and they change all your commands in the format of your site.
Well, hang on for me.
You're supposed to relearn everything and be happy about it.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Dean Weingarten. And just because that's what we do.
I was looking at something here, and I
wanted to know if you've seen this, but like I'm running an ad right now on Facebook, of all places. They actually let me run ads on Facebook because I don't actually sell guns. I just talk about them. And resources are being affected by COVID-19.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't understand how COVID-19 actually, like, if we're working from home, like you work from home, I work from home, if you take the business computer home with you and you're doing the same work that you would do at the office at home, why would there be a slowdown? But I think a lot of people are just taking advantage of the whole COVID-19 thing.
Well, I look at this and I see one of the greatest propaganda ploys and pulled off. I mean, it's a big lie. More and more what I'm seeing is that even the death rates are not that far different from a bad case of a season of the flu.
Yeah.
What we have done to ourselves based on idiotic computer projections is insane. We've done far more harm than the virus itself has inflicted on us. Far more harm, I believe. And it looks like Sweden is coming out pretty well and looking like the best, as they apparently have got close to herd immunity and their death rates are now falling below what the rest of Europe.
Going back to school?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
They never completely closed down their school.
No, they didn't do nothing.
Well,
for the most part.
That's not quite true. They asked people to socially distance and to, you know, take certain precautions. They admit now they could have done better. They didn't protect the people in their basically rest homes, old folks homes, whatever you want to call them, as well as they could have, because they had a lot of immigrants were working there that apparently weren't all that careful. But they overall did better than the rest of society because they didn't shut down. And there are costs. There are extreme costs that come with shutting down.
Yeah.
The suicide rate goes up. There's all kinds of economic damage. The people have less resources. They don't live as well. They don't make as good of safety decisions. There's all kinds of bad things.
I went to the local shopping mall here, where I live, in the city I live in. And Sears is closed. A lot of stores that you would have thought were national stores are closed. It looks like the night of the comet, where it's just like a ghost town.
Yeah.
You look out there at the parking lot and at the landscaping and everything. They're just letting that go. The escalators are broken. They're just not fixing them.
It's amazing. I would like to talk in this last segment a little bit about the series I've been doing on what I call 80% silencers.
Well, please do.
And I've got the second part of the series out, and the third one is in the can, as they say. It's just waiting to be published.
Right.
And in the what I first talked about was the history of how we got here, how silencers have been fairly easy to make, and they've just gotten easier since when they were invented about 1906 and by Hiram Maxim. And they're the easiest to make now for an individual that they have ever been. They're absurdly simple. I mean, even 30 years ago, I had one of my friends down in Panama, you know, statute of limitations all over and stuff like that, show me how to make a silencer for a .22 rifle. And we did it in about 30 minutes, and it worked great for a single-shot .22 rifle. So silencers are easy, and they're a great safety device. They save your hearing. They cut down on noise pollution. They make it easier to teach to train people to shoot because they don't have that flinch that develops with a loud report. So there are many positive things to go with silencers, and yet we made them virtually illegal for the vast majority of Americans for about 70 years. But because of inflation, the cost of getting building your own silencer legally has come down, and the number of legal silencers now in circulation in the United States is probably over 2 million. And that is enormous, and it's having tremendous political consequences. And I start, as I did my investigation and did the homework, I found out things that people don't realize. For example, once you get your tax stamp that says that you have registered a silencer with the United States, the ATF has no authority to come into your house and inspect it or look for it. That is a myth that's been out there a long time. I believed it for a while, shows you how widespread it was, but it's not true. They don't have any more authority to come to your house than any Joe Blow on the block. They have to come up with some sort of legitimate reason to have a warrant to search your house, just like anybody else. And the other thing is, when you go the Form 1 route, and I should explain that a Form 1 is what you fill out and send in an application to make your own silencer. Now, it takes, for a Form 1, probably takes about a month now to get it versus half a year to a year to buy a legal silencer. So there are good reasons to make your own. And it's gotten easier than anything I said. People can read the article and want to find the details. But once you have got approval on a Form 1, there's no time limit on how long you can take to build that silencer. There's no, it doesn't, you can take a week, you can take a year, you can take 5 years. It doesn't matter. So if you're thinking about building your own silencer, the smart thing to do is to get a Form 1, get it processed and done, and then you're good to go for whenever you get it finished. It's finished. Part of that Form 1 process is that you give them a serial number, and a maker, you don't have to give a model, it looks like, but that's something you can put on there, an address. And it's just a city and state. It's not like 475 Franklin Lane or something like that, just city and state. And then that's what you put on the silencer. But that's pretty minimal, realistically. I mean, yes, it's a pain to fill out all the paperwork. It's a pain to pay $200 for what should be a $25, $50 device at most. Well, for a simple silencer.
Right.
Obviously, the most sophisticated ones are worth the several hundred dollars you pay for. But the point is, what I'm starting to advocate is that people do a Form 1 and make their own silencer, and that we win through excessive compliance. Or overwhelming compliance. When we reach 10 or 20 million legal silencers in the U.S., there are no longer any reason for anybody to investigate somebody as a silencer because there's legal silencers all over the place. You can't just go up to somebody who's driving a car and say, hey, where's your license? Now, that is what actually, there is this one thing in the law for ATF agents, and that is they can, since they issued you the tax stamp, they can ask you to see your tax stamp at any time. But they have to be there, and they have to ask you, and that doesn't mean they get to come into your house. I mean, if agents were to knock on my door after I get a Form 1, I'm in the process of doing it right now, and they say, I want to see your tax stamp, I'll say, just a second, I'll get it for you. No, you can't come into the house, because I firmly believe you never give permission for police to come into your house, on any official business anyway, and you never give them permission to search for anything because there's just too much chance, there are too many laws out there that they might find something that might be related to some illegality somehow, some way, sometime. And, you know, if they're already at your door, they're targeting you for some reason or another. So, that's my spiel on 80% silencers, and I think that we will be, we're looking at breaking up this insane system of infringements we call the NFA.
Well, we're running out of time, so will you be with me on Friday?
Well, I will. I intend to be, but as we know, things happen.
Things happen, but probably not. Thank you for joining me this
evening,
sir.
Probably I'll be.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.